Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1334. In the meditation on sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. I feel within my soul a great aversion for even the smallest sin. However, the eternal truths I have been meditating on do not bring me even a shadow of disturbance or unrest in my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, my contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transports of the heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving the Eucharist causes no feelings, but brings me to a depth of union where my love and God's love are fused together as one. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing, and I redoubled my prayers. In this profound silence, I am better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my misery and the vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. I expose my heart to the action of your grace, like a crystal exposed to the rays of the sun. May your image be reflected in it, O my God, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in the heart of a creature. Let your divinity radiate through me, O you who dwell in my soul. As I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation I felt a torrent of graces gushing into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. As I write these words, I hear the cry of Satan. She's writing everything. She's writing everything. And because of this, we are losing so much. Do not write about the goodness of God. He is just. And howling with fury, he vanished. O merciful God, you do not despise us, but lavish your graces on us continuously. You make us fit to enter your kingdom, and in your goodness you grant that human beings may fill the places vacated by the ungrateful angels. O God of great mercy, who turned your sacred gaze away from the rebellious angels and turned it upon contrite man, praise and glory be to your unfathomable mercy, O God, who do not despise the lowly heart. My Jesus, despite these graces which you send upon me, I feel that my nature, ennobled though it be, is not completely stilled, and so I keep a constant watch. I must struggle with many faults, knowing well that it is not the struggle which debases one, but cowardice and failure. When one's health is poor, there is much one has to bear. For when one is ill, but not in bed, one is not considered to be ill. For many reasons, therefore, there are constant occasions for sacrifices, and sometimes big ones. I understand now that only in eternity will many things be revealed. But I also understand that if God demands a sacrifice, he does not withhold his grace, but gives it to the soul in abundance. My Jesus, let my sacrifice burn before your throne in all silence, but with the full force of love, as I beg you to have mercy on souls. Here St. Faustina writes of her meditation on sin during her 8-day retreat. There are two things in sin that we probably don't normally think about, malice and ingratitude. One definition of malice is a desire to harm others or to see others suffer, extreme ill will or spite. Another definition is the intent to commit an unlawful act without justification or excuse. Sometimes we sin because we want to have fun, we seek enjoyment, and we probably forget the harm that it causes to others and how much it hurts God. But sometimes we want to rebel and to intentionally harm others and to hurt God. This is a very serious sin because it is premeditated and we consent to doing it anyway. So we must confess all mortal sins. When we sin, we also demonstrate a lack of gratitude toward our Heavenly Father who loves us. St. Faustina learned that she should pray for the other sisters during the retreat. Perhaps Jesus was calling them to a deeper conversion and they were resisting, so there was an interior struggle. St. Faustina was able to see the state of her soul more clearly because of the profound silence observed during the retreat. It's like being on a lake when the waters are not stirred up. You can see straight down to the bottom of the lake. The evil one lamented St. Faustina's writing down so much about God's goodness. He wants us all to think that God is only out to get us and to judge us harshly. His mercy instead is his greatest attribute. St. Faustina prays and asks God to pour out his mercy on us. St. Faustina knows that she can't take anything for granted despite all the graces that she is receiving. She still has to keep constant vigil so as to not fall into any type of sin. She writes about having poor health. When one is not in bed with a sickness, others judge that she must be all better now, she's not ill. But so they expect her to do a lot, even if she's lacking in strength. So St. Faustina offers up her suffering for the conversion of souls. Thank you.